Hello, this is Madge. I am trying an experiment. As you may or may not know, I will be traveling to Europe next week. I'm on a shoestring, and I do not, well, I hopefully not, do not want to be having to take my laptop with me because it weighs 20 pounds. While some people were very generous on my wish list and bought me nice prezzies, nobody bought the extremely expensive laptop I asked for, which still would have been too heavy, by the way. So what I'm going to do is I'm using the iPhone to do it. I'm going to try and see. This is an experiment. I'm going to see if I can make traveling podcast turds leave podcast turds. And as I walk around, in other words, solely with the phone, no other device whatsoever, just with the phone, I want to see if I can use my iPhone 5 in order to turd, do an entire podcast. I just fed the dog, which is what that sound was you heard. I don't know how it's going to be sounding. I really don't know. I only can see the level meter on my thing holder on my phone, and I'm not going to tell you my production method unless you pay me $3,000 or buy me a nice present. And let's see. I'm going to drink some water now. Ooh, though, the problem is I don't know if it's going to let me do other things on my phone whilst I record. Let's see. This could be the end of it. Are you still recording? Well, I guess that part doesn't work. It does not. Why am I trying to speak British-y? Anyway, I cannot do other things while I talk. So I cannot check. Oh, too loud, it told me. Keep a distance. Oh, that's good. That's good that it knows I'm too loud and bombastic. It has a QUE at the end. My water. Oh, it says I was too close to the water. I will try when I piss my vagina to not be that close. Anyway. Trotsky, do you want to go outside? It's nice out, and I got food for you, honey. Come on. He's been kind of bitchy today. You know, dogs get bitchy just like their owners, which in my case is me. And I'm bitchy. So, I did a little bit of babysitting this weekend, and it was a little bit bad. Because what happened is, yeah, I'm a bad babysitter. Got my boyfriend in the shower. Just kidding. That's a song. It's my warty. And so I was thought I was being a nice auntie. And I said, children, what do you want to watch on the television? And they said, oh, we'll watch Raising Hope. And then the boy, because there's a boy and a girl, the boy said, no, let's watch a movie. So we look at all the movies. You know, they're only allowed to watch up to PG-13. And, of course, it's all crap. And the few movies that are rated PG-13 that aren't crap, they've already seen. And so I can't really blame them for wanting to see R-rated movies. And they wouldn't see Life of Pi. So we watched Bridesmaids. Even though it's rated R, I looked at there's like a parental thing, you know, a guide for, and it said, looked like, at first we looked at, they wanted to watch After 40, which I looked at the, you know, adult nanny reviews or whatever it's called for that. And they said, no way. So this one looked okay, Bridesmaids. Even though I've seen it, you know, I don't remember my movies very well. I just remember there was a fat lady who shat in a sink. So I'm like, well, can't go wrong with a lady shitting in the sink, especially if she's obese. So I done did that. And, well, the problem is there's this jewelry scene, the scene in the jewelry store. There's also lots of sex, but they've seen that, you know, in movies before. So I didn't think that was that bad. I know this is twisted. So there's a scene in the jewelry store where Kristen Wiig, who is hilarious, you know, she's accosted by this young girl after Kristen Wiig's best friend, you know, became not friends with her anymore because of this bride fight on an airplane or whatever. And Kristen Wiig says, well, the little girl says, I want, you know, a pendant to give to my best friend. And Kristen's like, well, she's not going to be your best friend forever. Best friends don't last. She's going to turn on you. You'll never be friends. You know, that kind of thing. And so she says, the little girl says, you're weird. And Kristen says, no, you're weird. I could just play the clip. That's too hard, especially when you're on an iPhone. And so, well, she ends up saying, you're a bitch. And then she says, Kristen Wiig says to the little girl, you're a fucking cunt or something. Well, anyway, she called her a cunt. And then, of course, my nephew says, what is a cunt? Well, wouldn't you know, he asks the expert on the word. For some reason, I had assumed, because they know every other swear word, that they would know the C word. I would be lying if I said I didn't remember that cunt part, because I thought that was my favorite part, the cunt department. I even made them shut up so they could hear it. You know, because kids are always asking, what's going on? What's happening now? What's this? What's that? What's the other? So, anyway, what's cunt? So, I said, well, it's a vagina, you know, after he's insisting. And then the girlie, who's a little 3 years older, she says, she's laughing. And he says, oh, well, isn't that, that must be the C word they meant when they were watching Raising Hope. And I said, yep, I guess so. Because they made reference to the C word as the C word on Raising Hope with Martha Plimpton, Gina Lucrezia. I mean, yeah, Jane is found from the ribbon. A is for... By the way, is it too late for me to make my A's for a video? Anyway. So, I said, yeah, that's the C word. Mm-hmm. And my niece, and I really thought it was, my niece said, no, that's not the only C word. And he's like, what's the other one? Cock? Crap? And I'm like, well, those are the only other C words I know of. She says, no. No, there's another C word. And I was said, well, I don't know what it is. And of course, he's like, well, what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? And he never stops. He never stops asking the same question until he gets an answer. What is it? 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 I said, you are annoying. Stop being annoying. It is the worst characteristic a person can have, is to be annoying. Trust me, I'm one. I mean, I am. So, he says... So my niece whispers to me, after me saying, no, there's no other C word, she whispers to me in a way that he cannot hear or see what she's saying. Yes, there is. It's C-U-M. And I just, my jaw dropped. I mean, this girl is 12. That word is not in any R-rated movies. I don't know, you know, it's just, I guess from the internet, I don't know. I just, my jaw dropped. How do you know this word, you know? And I thought, oi, gewalt, oi, weis mir. What in the fuck am I going to do now? So he says, what is it? 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 I said, shush, stop it. Stop asking the same question. I'm not going to answer. You already got one bad word. Don't you dare tell your parents or I will never babysit for you again. And blah, 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 blah. And so he kept insisting, kept insisting, kept insisting. So I thought, well, I'll just make something up. So I said, all right, child, the word is C-E-D. And he goes, said? And I said, yup. He said, what does said mean? I said, shh, don't say it. Don't say it out loud. It's the worst word you could possibly ever say. What does it mean? 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 Well, it means something so disgusting that you can't even possibly imagine, and there's no way I'm going to say it. So if you want to know, you're not going to find out from me. It's enough that you got to hear the C word in the movie. It's enough that you heard what this other word is, even though I'm not telling you what it means. Leave me alone. Let's watch the movie. So fine, you watch the movie. So then upstairs, the parents came home early, surprised us, come upstairs. And as soon as the father comes upstairs, the boy says, "Daddy, what does said mean?" And of course his father's like, "What? Said, C-E-D, what does it mean?" He said, "I don't know. I don't think it's a word." "Oh, really? Can I look it up on the computer?" "Sure." "I can." He was so shocked that he would let him look up this evil word on the computer. He looks it up. And then, he comes back. "It's not on there. It's not on there." And then mother comes in. "Mommy, what does said mean?" She said, "It's not a word." And then he looks at me. And I said, "It's..." And I just said to the father, "Well, he asked me what the C word is, so I had to make one up." And then the kid goes, "Mommy, we watched Bridesmaid and they said cunt, even though we promised not to." Anyway, it was a disaster. And then I ended up, and then she said to me, "Listen, it's bad enough I have to have two kids, but I have a babysitter and the babysitter is another kid. I told you they're not supposed to watch R-rated movies, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, "Look, I looked at the nanny guy, I'm sorry, you know." And then I said to the kid, "Look, we're done here. I'm not babysitting for you anymore. You ruined it. You have to keep your word, you know, with people." Ugh, I don't know. I can't deal with kids. I don't understand these people that have children that aren't by accident. I understand straight people having children because that's an accident. That's their AIDS. Okay, I get that. But I don't understand is why would anyone intentionally have a child? Why would two gay people have a child to just suck the life out of you, to nag, nag, nag? Why? I don't know why. But I know this. I don't know anything. All right, so that's going to be my quick podcast. You can hear my laundry going upstairs. Now I'm going to figure out how I can post this thing without any what's and thus and sewing. All right. Talk to you later. Madge out. If this works, then you'll hear from me in Berlin and Greece next week and then the following week. Contact me, bloatedlesbian @gmail.com. Phone number is firmuterus in the U.S. Twitter is bloatedlesbian. Facebook, Yeast Radio. And Yeast Radio podcast for the show itself. And get fucked.